brain about it. Right?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Beautiful.
Don't do
it. Don't do it. Don't relate.
Call this meeting of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. We have a quorum present and a limited amount of time due to a late start. But a lot of committees working today, so we're going to get right into the main item on our agenda, which is, as you can see, it's a continuation of a discussion focusing on the county executive's proposed expense reduction plan for the Department of Transportation. 2-3 weeks ago, we had Deputy Commissioner Harry Stanton with us. Last week, we were joined by Commissioner, and we have Deputy Commissioner Harry Stanton back with us again today. Susan, if you would be so kind, we have quite a few additions to our folder, information that has been received from all from the Department of Transportation?
Yes.
Okay. Harry, come on up. Yeah.
Do you mind if I come closer?
Yes.
No,
yeah.
Come closer.
Come on, sit next to me.
Sit next to Gordon. Yes.
There you go.
He's the one going to beat you up today.
Not
he's
at all.
I don't know.
All
right. So we had made a request based on the discussion last week. We had made a request of the department to provide certain information requested by committee members. I think Mr. Jenkins also requested some information that I gather is in this packet. I don't remember exactly what he was asking for.
I think I've transmitted to you all of the things that were asked mm-hmm. for. And I just brought some more stuff along with me to help you see where we're at.
Very good.
What is it exactly that we're starting off on, Bill?
Well, you know, there's a number of different things, and I guess that's a good point. I think after we went through a review, there was, as you remember, there was a handout on the 25th, legal-sized papers, a two-page handout that talked about 8 proposed service changes. And the one that seemed to dominate the discussion was the one dealing with the express bus service into Manhattan.
That's the
BMX 3, something like that.
BMX 4C.
BMX 4C.
Mr. Chairman, on that point?
Bronx.
Mr. Gauss.
On that point, we had that meeting, as you said. We discussed it. I was, I don't think I had left yet. It was an article in the Journal News. I think I was still here before I left town. But really, there was a statement by the chair of the board that basically said, in so many words, regarding this particular route, we're not going to let that happen. Now, I don't know if I missed something not being here. I mean, was he with some decisions made that I missed? That I mean, he spoke. He seemed to be speaking for.
Well, if I could say, Martin, you're right, because I spoke to Rob today,
okay.
And I said, look, there seems to be this, lack of a better word, power struggle as to what you can do and what you can't do, and what this board can do. And he's saying, Gordon, as far as we're taking it, this is an administrative function. This isn't anything that the Board of Legislators has power or authority over. Ken, who I spoke with last week, has a completely different thought. And I don't know.
Okay,
I'm going to leave it up to you.
I don't know, did we? And, Gordon, you raise another very important issue, you know, administrative board. But before we get to that issue, when there may or may not be, you know, discussion on that, I was just wondering, was it just a decision at our level, the board's level, that we're not letting that happen?
No, they're having a public hearing.
I don't know.
Kenny's statement was,
Chairman,
to so many words, we're not going to let that happen, and I don't know if we
Marty,
made a decision
there was a
that.
Comment about Gordon had asked Larry to go down to Britain Will Library to approve a meeting, and he said
right.
He's having a hearing up at the county center.
Right, he wasn't
And the question I think that Ken may have raised is, this is already budgeted for,
right,
and the county executive has no authority to change what we budgeted for from our budget, exception being that the county exec feels I have the executive power to say, if I need to do things and ask commissioners for cuts, and this is what they gave me, and then I think that's where he may have committed, said we're not going to let that happen.
Well, we've had but a legal opinion.
But he said that.
But I'm saying, I didn't think we had made
what was the legal opinion again?
The legal opinion was that we have a budget that we passed as a Board of Legislators last December for 2010. The question was, can things be cut out of that by the county executive? And the answer was basically, to the extent if the mission for which the money was put in the budget can be achieved for less money, then yes, the county executive has the option not to spend all the money that was in the budget.
But if money was allocated to it,
but if money was allocated for a specific, I mean, all money that's allocated is for a specific purpose,
right,
with a mission, obviously. And so if all of the money that was put into transportation, let's say, is to achieve this mission of basically moving all the passengers who need to be moved from point A to point B, if that can be achieved without spending all the money, so be it. Then the county executive has the option of not spending all the money. And obviously then it runs to fund balance. But if the mission of moving X number of passengers from point A to point B cannot be achieved without spending that money, then it cannot be. Then the county executive does not, and I'm putting this in a complete
unlegally. Basically, you're right, unlegally. But it was also, Judy, as to the comments made that there are alternatives to that bus run.
Well, that
there
would
were a couple
then
of routes that went
that would then
back,
meet your objective. In other words,
objective.
That would meet
you
the test then of saying we can go from
of
A to B.
A to B without
yes.
four routes, as Larry had said. And I don't know if all of you read the article about, you know, Metro North says to Larry, you can do this, to their knowledge. Larry says, no, we can't. We can't change the fees because then it's the ridership cards. So we're in a war of words between Metro and North saying,
yeah,
yes, you can, and we're saying, no, we
well,
can't.
Explain that
and
all
Larry
time.
Has proven that we can't. I mean, and he's following through on his statements that he made here last time. And there are alternate routes.
So it behooves us,
it behooves us to look into
sure,
it.
Yes.
Yeah, just we have a deputy commissioner here who's served the county for many years. My recollection over time is that every 3 months or just seen from time to time over so many years, the Department of Transportation advising us but made route changes. Right? From time to, and so and we never voted on them. We never opined yay or nay. We were advised that they're changing this, moving here, da da da. And it was just done administratively. So I'm just
but
wondering.
What about discontinuing service?
Well, that's why I want to ask how over these, if Harry can, like, how exactly that process, at least how has it been done?
We actually have done that in the past. Route 84 was the first one I remember was the call to Waterways Express. Can I back up a little bit? And I think there were just a couple of misconceptions. I'll try to do some factual stuff for you. And let me hand out two pieces of paper. One is a excerpt from the budget file that was adopted. And let's say a quick look at this.
One more for the
going on.
I got some copies here.
Three items that were shaded in green were the departmental requests.
Okay, we can't see that.
Sorry.
The green is this part that he's saying. You can barely make it out.
Green? Okay, I'm
under
sorry.
The yellow.
Yeah.
If you look
oh,
at it.
Oh, yes.
I'm visual. I can see that.
You're good.
You couldn't see it.
I couldn't see until I looked at his left one.
Come and said, wait, hold on. I didn't see. Is this green?
I can see it. It's like, yes, it's almost olive
drab. I'm red, green, colorblind. I don't see that.
Olive drab.
So what do you see it as?
I just... a little bit of a shade. I didn't notice it. Frankly, I didn't see it at all. I thought it was white.
Those were the original line requests. Okay, appropriations for the bus operating assistance.
The ones in green.
This was in the county executive's proposed budget?
This was actually in the department's
proposal. Okay.
It's the light green. It's department's proposed.
If you look at the three boxes, three yellow lines above that, you'll see cut one, which was the county executive's cut.
$250,000.
And those were the routes that we had planned to and effectively implemented the cuts on in February. Okay.
This was the county executive's cut from...
Well, it says BOL deletes.
That's just the cut one is the county executive.
Which county?
The third one.
The former
cut
county
one.
Executive.
Former county executive.
This is like September, November.
That's correct.
You're between your department's submission and then when he submitted
so
November
15th. So in the fall 15, of 09.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now, those initial cuts we made in February, we implemented them in February, and we're estimating that what we did then will get us about $1.4 million in savings. Not the full $1.889, but $1.4. Then the board made further deletions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? $1.5 million in Liberty Lines assistance for operating, which there were no specifications made as to routes. In addition, an assumption was made that there would be an increase in coin revenue in the fare boxes of $250,000. Okay, so the total value effect of that was to reduce bus operating assistance of another $1.75 million. So we started on day one with reductions that we had to attain against the 2009 operating levels. $3.6 million. Mm-hmm. And so far, we've done $1.4 million. Okay. Now, let me give you the...
While you're looking for that, what about the most recent $4
million? I'll go through that in a second. Yeah, this is the federal grant that we received.
Yeah, we're getting money, right?
No, we're losing $4 million.
No, that's the state. Yeah, I'll
okay.
Okay. If you take a look at this document I'm handing out, it's entitled Operating Budget Estimates, March 4th, 10th. We're working on the final quarterly estimate right now, but this is, as we are, this is what we have right now. This assumes the $1.5 million in bus operating assistance that the board put into the budget. Okay?
That's the
four columns, we have the original budget for 2009 and the year-end estimate for 2009. You're looking at bus operating assistance. If you remember, the original appropriation did not include an allowance for the wage settlement at Liberty, which at the time was under negotiation, right? And that had to be added in the course of the year. So at the end of the year, we actually had a bus operating assistance of $95,182,533.
Where are you getting that?
That's second column.
Okay. That's on line 49-24. Okay. The approved budget this year, is only $94,372,199. That assumes the $1.8 million cut, the $1.5 million, and the $250,000. So, in the discussion a couple minutes ago, when you talked about this was money appropriated that the county executive wants to cut, it isn't even appropriate.
Oh.
Okay.
This is the cut.
That's right.
Catch up
now,
to what
Wait a minute. Now, let me go down the list. Okay? If you go down the third column, the approved budget, and you go down to line 9818, that shows that to balance the budget on January 1, we were talking about bringing in $6.7 million in federal aid that we were converting from capital. Section 5307. That was just to balance that.
Yep.
Okay? And that budget was dependent on, look down at line 9734, which is out of order. But it shows state aid estimated at 47,223. The final column shows where things were, where they are right now, as best we can tell. Okay? Coin revenue at the operators has not increased $250,000. In fact, it's decreased, which would potentially push the bus operating assistance up. Now, the reason it does that is the passengers have migrated from coins to MetroCard because they're as smart as we are. Okay, and it's cheaper to use MetroCard.
What if the board
think
we were going to go up?
Do
you remember?
Say that again?
Why did the board think it was going to go up?
Maybe they thought people weren't going to buy Metro cards and were just going to go on daily trips.
That was a Ben Akielsen.
It was
Ben Akielsen. Mm-hmm.
They had thought you got your seniors that go up and they don't buy discounts.
And people losing jobs.
Yeah. They felt that there were going to be more people just taking rides.
Now, the latest bad news, if you go down to 9734, is the governor's proposed budget for operating assistance is $3.6 million below what we had broke the budget on. So at the moment, we are talking about surviving this year by bringing down almost $11 million in federal aid. The problem is we don't have that much federal aid.
I'm going to write a six.
Okay. Where are you talking about?
Okay, going down to that's line 9818 in the fourth column. It jumps as you see. Last year we had originally budgeted $2 million. That is the first time we ever did a capital conversion. We took $2 million out of capital. We had to increase it to 5.5 when the wage settlement came in. It got increased to 6.7 this year in the budget. And we're just talking about, just to make this, this is the reconciling number, we're talking about 10.8. Well, there really ain't that much money.
So we're not buying any more buses then.
Well, the good news is we don't have to buy any more buses. But that's money we would be putting in the bank to buy $78 million worth of buses in 2014.
But they're looking for bicycle racks on the
bus. But I thought we had a big federal grant for buying buses that we were holding in advance.
No, it's bicycle racks.
The federal grant that we brought down the other day, the ANC approved the other day, covers the 5.5 from last year, and then the rest of it covers part of the 6.7 for this year.
News keeps on getting worse.
It keeps on getting worse. Okay? And that's why we're coming to you with this round of bus cuts.
Sir, is this the $4 million on the state? Is that shows the deficit there?
$97.34. It goes down from $47,223 to $43,629. Now, the fact is, over 2 years, the state's gone down 4.6 annually. But it's 3.6 against what we had expected this year.
But you have to understand, years ago, we only had 20-something, we were not. Still, I thought Nassau had 90-something.
Well, you have this document.
We caught up to them, I thought.
No.
Well, we did briefly.
Briefly.
And this document shows you the history there.
So we're back. Okay. We're back behind?
For the last three years, we've been back behind them again. Almost $10 million. And as you can see, over the last, since 1998, our state assistance has gone up 217%. Yeah. Virtually everybody else has gone up more.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Ours has gone up, but theirs is going to be more.
As we closed out the meeting last time, we also talked briefly about how it's a very arbitrary political distribution.
That's a legislative appropriation. Yeah. It's not a formula. I apologize for giving you all this paper, but
no, this is really good.
Okay.
Let me just say something just to get on the record. The what is a number of things have happened here with respect to the department's presentation, and then the decisions that the legislature made, and the final approval given to the budget, and the budget then was signed, and we now have we do have this thing called the proposed expense reduction plan, and that has kind of caused this discussion about the different modifications to service, and the biggest one being New York. What I know my intention was in taking this topic in, was to, through our committee system, which is the appropriate way to do this, to examine the expense reduction plan proposal in the area of transportation, examine it in a way where we could understand it and then make a recommendation to the remaining legislators as to what our findings were.
So, you know, while I think that we will always see, and legislators have to be good advocates for their constituents who rely on different services, and the chairman or anyone else who commented on with respect to, you know, we're gonna fight to keep this. From the standpoint of their job representing their constituents in their district, that can in fact be said. But in answer to Mr. Rogowski's question, I didn't want to suggest that we had already kind of reached a decision on this, because the process that we're going through is a process where, one, we want to try to understand this the best we can, so that we in turn can go to the balance of the legislators and say, this is our understanding. These are the numbers. These are the different issues. We've looked at this. So it's at some point, wasn't last week, and certainly won't be today either, but at some point, we're going to have an understanding of what these different modifications are and whether or not we throw our support behind this particular part of the expense reduction plan in full or in part, or we withhold our support from it. Mr. Gatton.
Yeah. Just one point to follow up with something Harry said before, and I have not taken a position yet on that express line. I just haven't, you know, made up my mind yet on that. But Harry pointed out that the appropriations of $94 million were down, you know. But money's fungible. As I say, I haven't taken a position on the bus route, but just because the appropriations were cut, $1, $2, $3 million here from what, you know, we talked about, we cut certain money out, no one's, I don't think it was designated that we cut that particular line. Just we cut money. I mean, so any line we talk to, you could say, the administration could say, oh, that's the money.
Let me just like, get, yeah, so let me go to the next
because well, right. We're going to be discussing
let me,
this.
Let me just throw this last sheet again.
So I just want to clarify that. Now, I haven't decided.
Until now, we've been talking about this, you know, and I've used the word before and I'll use it again, this cataclysmic financial situation that we at transportation find ourselves. Okay? But so the question then is, well, how did you decide the 4C, the T, the E, okay? And basically, you know, we're doing a lot of different evaluations, but this sheet shows a raised data on all the routes. Okay. Now, they happen to be arrayed on this one by passengers per mile order. Okay? And the ones at the bottom are the worst performers, the ones at the top. Passengers per hour is a good indicator of transportation efficiency, how many people you carry. Passengers per mile has kind of an impact on tells them a little bit more about maintenance. Okay, how many maintenance is driven usually by mileage, so passengers by maintenance units, right? But take a look at the and the other thing you show, well, you see that the green, I think this is really green. The routes that are shaded in green are routes that effectively function as inter-county transportation systems. Okay? Vast majority of them go into the Bronx. And about a quarter of our passengers, a little less, but almost a quarter of our passengers actually board in New York City, about 20% in the Bronx. The yellow ones are commuter feeders. Either feeders or distributors. Those are either the routes that bring people to the train stations in the morning and home in the afternoon, or they pick them up at the train stations and bring them out to employers in the county. Right? And as you can see, and this is consistent with the geography and the density of the population, the routes that run between Yonkers, Mount Vernon, New Rochelle, and into the Bronx are clearly the most efficient. Okay? And they carry vast numbers of people.
And you're basing that by passenger miles?
Passengers per hour and passengers per mile. Okay. The ones that perform the commuter function, okay, tend to be much less efficient. The BXM4C falls in the bottom group for most purposes.
Mm-hmm. Yet there's more passengers.
And obviously, it's the nature that it picks up a half a passenger per mile of operation. And it's a big dollar number because the route is so long. So obviously, it stands out as an opportunity. Okay? Plus the fact, we looked at these and said, well, you know, you got to look at the last one down there, the 71. Clearly the least efficient. Okay? Except right now, A, we don't have alternatives for those people. And B, because it is in that commuter function, we think we can bargain with other people for assistance.
What do you mean?
Well,
bargain with?
We would talk to MTA, to other people. We feed into Metro North.
Oh, yeah.
We want
yeah.
to see. And if you look at the state aid sheet that I gave you, you'll see the agency that has this tremendous inflow of new money. Is it MTA? Okay, so we're going to try to talk to them. We don't want to start cutting these routes immediately. A number of them get near state DOT aid. Okay? And we want to try to expand on it. But there's really no prospect of additional assistance for the BXM4C. Now, there are two other routes in there we have on our list for this time, and that's Shuttle Loop E and Shuttle Loop T. And
which one are those?
Those, they're up in, that's route E is 86, and T is 89, just above the BXM4C. Mm-hmm. And the reason we have done we've had a consultant study, a comprehensive study of the shuttles. And the first two recommendations he made is take those two routes out of the system, reorganize a couple of the other routes, and you'll have a much more efficient system. And we're prepared to do that in June. Okay, so we'll say between them about half a million dollars.
Okay. Ken?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Again, this is how we got to where
we are. Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate it. And I apologize if something was asked about this before, but it continues to be... It continues to be one that in our budget process last year, one of the recommendations that came from the Department of Transportation was in service line cuts for the second round, December 1st memo that came around. And the last suggestion, the last recommendation that came from the department was don't eliminate any of the routes that were above, right? And use $1.5 million of I can't remember the category bill, Mr. Chairman.
5307. We have another copy of that. Operating assistance.
5307. And to go to Mr. Rogowski's point that he made earlier about the money being fungible, that it was not service cuts that were put into the budget. It was an enactment of the $1.5 million moving from the 5307. And specifically in the document that you sent to us, from Department of Transportation, it also stated that we should not make any cuts in the middle of this year or any additional cuts other than the ones you recommended was because, thank you, any more additional cuts other than the ones that were recommended initially during that particular point in time, that the $1.5 million, that you were going to do a comprehensive study of the entire system, and then in the 2011 budget process, we would deal with that. I know that there's been an assertion that there's going to be, you know, devastation if the state cuts are enacted as they are planned. But you also know that the board is working with the administration and fighting hard not to have those cuts implemented, at least. In a perfect world, we get more money, but we know that's not going to happen. But at least that we're going to be exempt from those cuts until such time as we come together. So it goes back to the question, Mr. Chairman, on this particular item. First, the $1.5 million of move that's supposed to happen, it says that, you know, we had the deletes, and that's absolutely true that it was in our deletes to do that. But we also know that through our budget office that we had significant conversations. And fortunately for us, we have the former budget director that works for us on the Board of Legislators. So we clearly understand that $1.5 million was to be transferred as a budget amendment from that 5307 line into operating, and that there was not any necessity for any service cuts for that $1.5
million. Chairman, that was not in the budget. That would have to be a subsequent move by the legislature. What the budget that was passed has the $1.5 million worth of service cuts in it. Plus, there it is. Right there. It's on paper.
The $1.5 million.
Go ahead.
The $1.5 million in additional budget cuts that the board enacted is from a letter that came from transportation to the budget committee and to the chairman of budget and approach, which we all worked on together. Mm-hmm. And it says, an alternative strategy the legislator might consider supplementing the currently planned use of federal 5307 funding with a one-time addition of $1.5 million in federal funds in account 9818 to maintain service on these routes through December of 2010.
And the initials on the bottom of the page are?
Yours.
That's right. But the legislature didn't do it.
We
yes,
didn't
they
happen.
Did.
No, it didn't
no,
happen.
No, you're absolutely right, because when this letter came,
that's
you
right.
could no longer do ads.
That's correct.
So what the legislator did was institute a $1.5 million cut with the understanding that the budget would be amended
That's correct.
To add 50% of the money. It's the same
that
thing.
That is correct, but it's not yet amended.
Wait a minute.
It becomes relevant because we now have another $3.6 million hole.
That's separate and distinct from the $1.5 million.
The $3.6 million is a proposed cut if the state budget gets
Absolutely
enacted,
right.
which is not enacted. And the first thing, Mr. Chairman, that should happen is that the $1.5 million should be amended. You know, that line of money should move from 5307 to the appropriate line, and that would alleviate the immediate need for any particular cuts at $1.5 million.
We got to follow the process through here. Right now, we have proposed the cuts. We're having a public hearing on the 14th, and the comment period will then continue through the end of the month. We need to continue that process while the state legislative process is going on to
find out
how much they're coming. Because we don't know. If we're not prepared to do the service cuts in June, we don't get another opportunity then until September. And by that time, we have used up almost half of the savings already.
But
you have to be prepared.
Mr. Chairman, the only thing, and you said it, and I could never say it more eloquently than you said it, you know, when I was coming back through the door, is that the legislature, through the budget process, saw the proposals from the Department of Transportation, had the presentations of budget appropriations, identified clearly all the service cuts that would be necessary. We made some adjustments based on the service cuts that were initially proposed inside of that. It should be that $1.5 million transfer that happens immediately, right, to move that back into the bucket of operating dollars, and even at the end of the day these $3.6 million cuts do incur, then we would make adjustments based on what the Department of Transportation stated it would do initially, which was to analyze the complete system and identify opportunities for savings, etc. That's my first question. The second question, Mr. Chairman, is that in all the documentation that we have seen so far, we still do not have, at least I haven't seen it, the direct information from Liberty Lines on this particular matter, which they were quoted in a newspaper of stating that they thought they could save $1.6 million annually on this particular route by going to peak weekday service. You know, I mean, you know, from just an analysis perspective, the members of the board certainly deserve that opportunity. I know when Commissioner Sally was here last week, we asked for that information directly to say, send us not information that's been sanitized, information directly from Liberty Lines, as they said in the newspaper, they could save $1.6 million from just simple elimination of the route or making the route peak service only, peak weekday service only. And the third, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
No. Just as you're proceeding along. Harry, did you remember seeing anything in the paper about this? I remember looking at the article. Okay. Yeah, there was a comment.
In the newspaper that said that they proposed a savings of $1.6 million.
Well, Jerry gave us figures, and I can dig them out. $2.5 for annual savings, $2.56, I think, and it was $1.3 if we did it in the But that's for total elimination.
His suggested in the newspaper, and again, you know, in being fair to, you know, the debt, that the information from the newspaper, and we know that the newspaper is always correct, right? It said $1.6 million.
We have not received any documentation from Liberty that suggests that they can save $1.6 million this year by a partial cutback on this rule.
Okay. So what we need to do, Mr. Chairman, is to follow up on that, and certainly, hopefully, that information could come directly from the Department of Transportation.
I can dig out what we got from them.
Because we would hate to go directly to them, because we don't want to interfere in that particular
process. Now, understand, they have a slightly different corporate interest than we do.
understood that. I mean, they're a contract agency, so the bottom line is that. So that's the second point. The third point, Mr. Chairman, on this whole the entire process as we've been moving forward with trying to identify and understand clearly suggestions and recommendations that have been made by the county executive as it relates to the Department of Transportation, that we continue to state clearly that there's a process, and that process, as far as we're concerned, at least as one member of this committee is concerned, is that process has been violated several times in saying that this is a fait accompli, this is done. As a matter of fact, with what I saw in the newspaper, even based on the receipt of the $11.3 million that we got on last week on Thursday, for the 5307 line, that I saw clearly that the statement was, no, there's nothing that can save the M4C line. And that came from the administration. Don't want to quote who it was because I can't remember. I just remember it being definitive that there was nothing that could be done as far as this is concerned. We already know that there should have been a $1.5 million transfer to operating. It was noted in the BKS report that we received. It was noted clearly that operation this money can be used for operations in this particular instance. The department presented it to us when we asked for additional cuts. And quite frankly, Mr. Chairman, I'm not quite certain why the administration is not post-haste moving forward with a budget amendment that we received to say move this money from 5307 to this particular point. It's just unconscionable that has not happened, and we're talking about service cuts that impact people at different levels. Certainly we should have a conversation on savings, but you know, the things we should have done, we're not done.
Let me just clarify one point to make it absolutely clear that there has been no definitive decision on termination of any of these services or adjustments at all. And you can't do that because we are a federally funded agency. And as a federally funded agency, we have a process we must walk through. And we have to have the hearing, we have to have the comment period, and the decision cannot be made prior to that. Someone may come up with a better idea. The state may come up with the money. A lot of things might happen. And we need to walk through this process. But in all honesty, after the 1.5, we have to be prepared. Because, and I'm using the term again, the long-term outlook here is cataclysmic. That we run out of money.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Rogowski.
The Deputy Commissioner is here really speaking for one agency, so...
But I'm no knowledge of social services whatsoever.
Yeah, but I'm hearing.
Nor do you care.
Many of us are reading papers. We're being talked to by some of the nonprofit agencies, because apparently they are being told that they are to be incurring cuts of 10% or whatever the number is this year. You know, that is what it is. But questions come up, so I can ask you again. You don't represent the whole administration. Because the question was put to me, if the nonprofits are kind of being, here's this 10% cut, is the administration going to the for-profits, like a Liberty Lines and others, who are providing, I just have very important services to many of the same people who are getting services from the nonprofits, but if the nonprofits are taking a 10% hit, are the for-profits taking a hit? I know you can't answer for the administration, but it kind of, you know, it's coming from the other direction, so to speak. If they're getting hit, from their perspective, I think they feel to be treated equally. They want to know if the administration is hitting the for-profits with the same cuts. You're working on cuts because you're looking at your budget. But I just, Mr. Chairman, I wanted to put that out because that was put to me. Some of the nonprofits may feel they're not being treated equal, though it's not, I don't know if your number comes to 10%, but you're clearly, you know, advocating for some cuts. And just for the record.
Let me know what
just for the record.
Maintain no expert on other agencies.
Right.
Please note that when I walked in here early, I got to sign something. I heard that.
One of the hazards.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. But, you know, the problem, I'm just being honest. I am terrible. I've never, in 35, 36 years of public service, I've never seen a budgetary situation like this. It's narrow in my own perspective in transportation. It scares the hell out of me. Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Chairman, all of us are aware of the difficult economic circumstances that we find ourselves in. But out of a system that costs approximately $150 million, with $94 million coming from the tax levy that we decide on how it gets allocated, you know, it is completely disrespected in this board when it moves forward without the approval of a board. Right? When we come through a particular process where we have the presentations that we take time to sit in and listen to the departments, and like Department of Transportation, where you identify what you're going to do and say this is what we need to do, and we support that and we move forward with those particular items to then be told unilaterally this is what's going to happen and we need to have this public hearing in order to be prepared for this particular thing. It is just unconscionable, and it's a total disrespect to this Board of Legislators to have people do that. And I know that the Deputy Commissioner is not the one that did that. I'm just putting that on the record.
Perhaps you were late, because we did ask that question. Past practice and precedent has been that they
it was done by the former
county. It's been done by transportation on issues before of cutting bus services without this Board's approval and just coming to us and letting us know to run their budget. I just wanted you to know that was stated earlier before you arrived.
And, but I would also state, and I appreciate that, Mr. Pinto, I would also state that we have never had a situation where we were told that was happening without having an opportunity for a discussion, right? That we may not have had a vote to approve a specific item or not.
That's not what was testified to.
Well, if that's what was testified to, I don't recall that in my short time as a legislator, and that's only been 3 years, right, that we've never had a situation where there was a modification that was done, that we did not have a discussion in the appropriate committee with Public Works, Parks, Labor, Transportation, or Government Operations, and speaking with the chairman of the committee at minimum to determine whether or not, hey, this is this is what we're thinking of, and you know, can we move forward with this particular item? Because again, we might have some additional suggestions on modifications that would make some sense, and to come up and add up to the total number that may be necessary.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Alvarado,
and to that point, I've been here. This is my ninth year, and the only struggle regarding bus routes that we had was eight. Remember, Harry? And
yes.
We ended up going back to what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't recall it, and I thank Ann for reminding us of this arrangement. And if I can suggest something, Mr. Chairman, is that this transfer be initiated by the administration as it was agreed upon, and if the budget committee needs to be activated just because it would be a budget transfer, so be it. But this is something that we agreed that we were going to do, and it should happen.
I agree.
We obviously the discussion has opened up a lot of different questions, and the budget trend, the intent of the board when we were past our ad state back in December when we were past that, and we could only we had only certain options available to us at that point with respect to the amount in question was the $1.5 million. We only had a limited number of options available to us. That's something that is now on the table, and it causes us to be concerned about short term. What are we going to see that we're going to process that's going to properly direct money? But going back to I think the picture that I was trying to work with initially was this: when this board sits down, and we have great professionals who have worked with us over the years. When we sit down and decide to appropriate money and be active in the process that gets us state and federal funding, but when we sit down and appropriate money for our public bus transit system, we know that there is a general service that we want provided, and we know that there are, I'm going to call them features, all right, for lack of a better term. Although we do have inter-county regional service that involves a number of routes, just take a look at the green and all the different numbers that line up with them. And we certainly, this chart is great, breaking down the routes that contribute to the Metro North commuter feeder and distributor service, that's great as well. But there are certain features, and I think if we were to pick out one, an express bus running from the heart of Westchester into Manhattan was a feature that probably over the years we knew was an important element of the service that we were appropriating money for. And while we might not have a lot of discussion on modifications of some of the local routes and some of the, and admittedly a lot of that has been done over the years, and there's been sometimes very little comment from the board. Maybe an individual legislator might say something, but beyond that, little comment. When a feature of the system it shows up in a expense reduction plan, a lot of years are going to go up. And so that is what has happened now. And those people have communicated with us, which brought this thing to the table here. What it's a featured element of the service, you know, carries some big numbers. What is it that we need to know and understand about this that will help us make a decision to retain it as a featured element of this of the system, or to perhaps modify it in some way, or eliminate it entirely? And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that's the process that we wanted to engage in, and we're here today still trying to understand exactly how you evaluate one of the featured elements of the system. Because right now, probably most legislators, more than not, feel that what we did when we appropriated money for transportation, specifically bus transit, we wanted all of these different things covered, and a featured element we assumed would be covered from the 1st of January to the 31st of December. Now, in the context of Mr. Stanton's description of the rapidly deteriorating financial picture of DOT due to a lot of things beyond its control, we're faced with some of these questions. So in any event, the BXM4C being the dominant piece of this discussion, let me just ask the members, I'm forced to keep an eye on the clock at this point as well. The information that's been made available to us admittedly takes us beyond what we had in our hands, what we knew about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Beyond the possibility that Liberty Lines has something that speaks to the issue of cost and modification and cost of the modification, is there anything else at this point that you think you want at this stage for the work that we're doing? I've been trying to examine some of this stuff to see, you know, how thorough the picture is with respect to the information, and acknowledging that it's at some point you may say that, okay, you understand the numbers, but still you want it to be an element of the system.
I think your recommendation, it seems to me, this your committee, our committee here in transportation, had this piece, and colleagues are expressing their concerns. Alfreda's committee, I assume, look at child care and this, and you know, I know a press release went out today, $1 million, we're concerned about that. Committee by committee, as I'm sitting here, we'll go through and look at the substance and this. But it seems to me, if we're going to really engage the administration and our constituents, that we may, through our various committees, say, you know, the administration is looking at 6.2 millions of cuts between DSS and transportation that we have problems with. Fair. But at the same time, maybe these all gets gathered in the budget committee, because somewhere along the line, I have to believe, if we're going to fight for this and fight for that, to reflect some of our other constituents out there, talk about, you know, taxes are what they are, we need to have maybe through the budget committee identify an alternative. Let's say if it's cut to 6 million over here, because we're working on this BMX, Liberty comes and but we're working in a around transportation. DSS, you know, I've been working, and someone else working public safety, maybe we can say we want to fight, but maybe somewhere along, someone, maybe budget's got to bring all together.
and honestly, come up with the other side. We want to say to Harry, you know what? God damn it, spend the $2 million. We've got to say, I think we have an obligation to a lot of other folks out there. Where's it going to come from? If we don't like where the administration's getting from, and if we have a legal basis for fighting it or just a policy basis, but I think, and it's probably budget, it's got to take all these pieces together. What's that number? Because all we can do is say, you know, we think that bus is important out of our committee. We want to save that bus route, and that's where we stand.
Yeah.
Or we can start fighting bus routes that aren't, but I think that's just a suggestion.
To answer you, to throw another suggestion on the table is that I think that, as you stated, the direct information from Liberty Lines that is equivalent to what they stated publicly would be helpful, would be one thing. And then the next step I think that would be helpful is probably some level of clarification to what Deputy Commissioner Stanton just mentioned, which is what's on the process. You know, the process is that there's a discussion that is ensuing. There's public comment periods that are ensuing. That nothing is written in stone, because as far as people are concerned, at least from what I've seen, and Mr. Chairman, you can certainly correct me if I'm wrong, the general impression is that this is a done deal, and we're kind of going through the motions on this. And that's one thing. And to go to Mr. Wachowski's point, is that that we certainly have encouraged and certainly have asked the administration to have a more wider discussion on all of these topics, the ones that we may have questions on, given the fact that our budget for 2010 is balanced. Right, so these savings, should they be achieved or are designed to be achieved, are to help, you know, build up fund balance for 2011, whatever the number turns out to be. So, you know, Mr. Chairman, I believe that your point is correct, that we could just get that additional information from Liberty Lines and then certainly make a recommendation to the Budget and Appropriations Committee on whether or not we want to maintain what we voted for, yeah. Right? And having the right to add things as we have done in the past and say that we want to maintain the feature, as you said it, or to modify the feature a little bit. And if the changes, as the Deputy Commissioner has indicated, are accurate in the things, we may have a discussion here to say, all right, well, the choice isn't that we're going to whack off a line, that we're going to take off, you know, one or two other opportunities to see some other savings, whether we do across the board through system-wide modifications or other alternatives, which we have not been presented at this point in time, to be able to save the total amount of money necessary that is being done. And that strikes at Mr. Rogowski's point, which is basically saying to our contract agency that they're being asked to do a cut, right? But that cut is, you know, ended up to be a number. You know, saying we need this amount of savings. Maybe that's a good opportunity, yeah. Mr. Chairman, to say to our contract provider, we need to develop, I don't know, Commissioner, what's the total number if the state cuts are enacted?
3.6.
So 3.6 million plus the million that you're doing. Well, if it's 3.6 million, to go to our contract there and say to them, Liberty Lines, tell us how you would save $3.6 million in maintaining the number of lines that we have. What would you do, yeah. Right? And hear from that. And that would give us an additional opportunity to get the savings that are necessary in the case that the cuts actually come through. And we hope that, you know, through our good work of our state legislators, it doesn't. But it may. If it does, having those options on the table as well. So now we get a choice to pick between the things that the opportunities that the Department of Transportation has laid out for us, opportunities that Liberty Lines has laid out for us, and as the decision-making policy board body of the government saying, okay, here's the ones that we're willing to work with. That's what I would suggest.
Yeah, it's clear that we can't take this in isolation. If I understood the commissioner correctly a few weeks ago, in his view, this cost center is going to run out of money before the end of the fiscal year.
Yep.
And so that is a huge problem for a government that is trying to deliver public bus transit service from the 1st to the 31st for everyone that needs it in all of the different routes. But coupled with the other things that are going on
in the government. You really need a an overall view of what's going on here, and you're right. I mean, the Budget Committee can look at that. But for purposes of today, absent, you know, we don't know what the numbers are. We've got this running dialogue with the county executive on his thinking, his projections. Our position right now, which quite frankly is at the 1 year, one quarter mark, is kind of early on. So we've got a lot of best guesses, and unfortunately, we don't see or hear too many best guesses that are real rosy pictures. So we know a number of cost centers are going to be hurting. Plus, we have the whole issue of our partners in service delivery, the contract agencies, and them being put through this foot dragging process. So there's a lot of things here to be considered, but if we can just isolate just for a moment on this particular cost center, it certainly appears that even if our wishes, as the budget was being put together, of the utilization of the $1.5 million, and anything else that might just happen that will further reduce the number, we're still dealing with. Not great news out of Albany. The possibility that the 3.6 isn't even solid with respect to downside. It could be more than that. And so we've got a real problem with respect to this one cost center loan. Mr. Avenatti.
Thank you. I'm sure you discussed, and I'm sorry I wasn't here for the hear, the possibility of charging more for this one particular group that was going down. Now, I understand the reason for that is because we're part of a system. What if we removed ourselves, if this one bus route was removed from that card so that it clearly cost more, this was being run as a separate, independent operation? Was that discussed?
And that's why we want to go through the process. Let's get these ideas, okay, figure them out. I honestly think that you can never catch up with the cost, okay, from the fare. Because there's a new elasticity in there, the fare goes up.
But if you're doing only limited hours at a much higher cost, I read what you said in the newspaper about it.
You have to be careful.
Right. I understand.
Look, we can look at it.
But it might be interesting to see from the passengers, if we do a survey of passengers, how high they'd be willing to go.
Well, you're going to be at the meeting tomorrow, that'll be one of the questions we could ask.
What time is that?
What we do know is it's
7 o'clock at the Will Library.
This is just the county public hearing.
No, it's not.
Community
meeting.
County is next week.
We really have to consider all of the different options.
That's why we're going through this process.
I mean, just as a final, and on that point, you know, we heard from the commissioner about when the price fare went and the changes in ridership and the 20% or so, and we're looking at what we need to do also, I think, Harry, is I would look at it if nobody else agrees. You got a weekday, which shows a difference of 159 riders coming back as compared to what we bring down. You got a weekend, which on Saturday shows 44 less coming back than going down. And Sunday is, from what I've talked to when we talked about it, group down it, a lot of seniors, a lot of people use it to go down to the theaters and stuff like that. So it's a different ridership. What happens in the summertime when there's vacations and less ridership? Can we show a quarterly report on ridership? Do we have any indication?
I just gave you a whole annual one.
No, that's an annual.
No, I didn't. In this one, you didn't.
By month?
And here, you've got an annual. This is
by month.
Whole year.
What he's asking is by month. Do you have it by month?
I'm just looking at if
we can do anything.
I understand, and I don't want to throw darts.
I understand.
But I do feel like, you know, you're going to have a hearing, and I certainly want to give you the respect to having the hearing, having the legislators listen to the constituents, looking at the alternative routes, but if something has to be implemented, then maybe we could start talking realistic. Less ridership in the summer months, reducing services to save X number of dollars.
But you can't lay people off for the summer months.
Huh?
You can't lay people off for the summer months.
No, I understand
that. The big ones is the salaries.
You got to be prepared.
Mr. Chairman, on that same point, when Commissioner was here last week, we did ask him for the revenues and expenses for each route, broken down, and to see how the amounts were calculated. And I don't think we have that document yet, so that's just another document.
I think that's what we just handed out a little while.
This
one right here.
I didn't. Okay, Thank you.
We have Phil. I wanted to give you an opportunity.
Which one?
I think
we have a caucus.
What is this package?
Phil Pepe.
Yeah, this
is
20 minutes.
Phil wanted to.
We didn't get that.
Go ahead, Phil.
You had some color.
Let Phil talk, Ken. No. Phil just had a comment that he wanted to make.
Through the chair, deputy, I'm a former bus commuter and rail commuter, so I remember. On the 4C line, can you give us a rough figure for average ridership, daily ridership?
It was 1,800.
Yeah, we actually had a breakdown. Okay.
It was 1,900.
What is roughly the percentage of utilization? How full are those buses?
About 23, 24 people long, over the 24-hour day, 23, 24 people. So they're full in and they're full in rush hour, but not full.
Okay, but in the full in the mornings, are they packed?
What's the capacity of the bus?
It's one of the big buses.
Percentage of capacity.
On average, the course day, it's about 50%.
But that's on average.
They're 50% in rush hour. They're almost full.
That's the question I was asking. Rush hour.
So why not just knock out the ones that aren't?
That's what they're talking about.
Because you don't make money on the ones that are at full.
Yeah, but knock them out.
You make them out. Yeah,
you don't make money on any buses.
Yeah, but because of the hours and miles on this one, you lose much more.
I gave the evaluation. He gave the passenger per hour. It's in here.
Yeah, we were also talking about deadheading coming back. The commissioner disputed what I said last time. He said we deadhead coming back. My understanding is we don't. We actually stop coming back, which adds time to the route.
Peak period most of us are deadhead.
If we eliminated the off-peak, then you wouldn't have so much time.
Let me give you some numbers that show the off-peak doesn't save you all that much money. But I'll get into it.
All right. We have run out of time. We have other things that are scheduled.
Second.
We have a motion to adjourn and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Commissioner.
I have an item.
By the way, Commissioner sends his apologies. He was late. He didn't make it.
No.
You guys have a Democratic caucus?
Yes.